Hey friend, it is Sarah, and before we get to today's episode, I want to invite you to a free masterclass I'm teaching on May 16th all about how to advance your career by treating it as a product. I have this philosophy that the most important product you will work on is you. And similar to a physical or digital product, in order to be successful, products need to be intentionally designed, and then they need intentional marketing and sales strategies to stand out to their customers. And in your case, that might be companies you're applying to, your boss, your colleagues, even freelance clients. So I would love to have you join me May 16 for this free masterclass. Just go to careerstrategylab.com/live workshop and RSVP. Hope to see you there. Hey there, I'm Sarah Duty, host of the Career Strategy Podcast. Many professionals are seeking more impact, flexibility, growth, and let's face it, getting paid what they're worth. But how do you unlock this in your career? It starts with strategy. I'm taking you behind the scenes of what's working for my career coaching clients. You'll hear strategies and actionable, yet sometimes against the grain, advice for how you can be the CEO of your career and stop dreading Mondays. Ready to level up your career? Let's get after it. Hey, hey, before we get to today's episode, I just want to answer a question about the UX portfolio sprint that came in yesterday. Side note, if you're not familiar, on March 25th, we are kicking off a 3-week UX portfolio sprint. You can think of this as a 3-week live online course with myself and my team. We are going to write effective case studies and design and lay out your portfolio once and for all. All right, now the question was this: is the portfolio sprint only for beginners? This was someone who had 15 years of experience in user experience and product design. The short answer is no. This is not just for beginners. We've been using this framework with people at all career stages, including people with 20 or more years of experience, some of them who've gone on to be hired at companies like Blue Origin, America's Test Kitchen, and others. Now, this portfolio framework works for all career stages. The only difference is that obviously the content or the information or the projects in that portfolio of someone who is maybe 1 year into their career versus 20 years into their career will be different, right? They'll probably cover different types of responsibilities, skill sets, etc. Now, the other thing I want to point out is that this UX portfolio sprint is not just for people who are in a job search right now. It could be very helpful to them, of course, but we've also seen people join who are happily employed and want to create a portfolio so that they're ready in case they're launched into an unexpected job search, or because they might use it for an upcoming performance review. In fact, we've had a couple of people make portfolios and then use them in a performance review and get promoted. And finally, if you're a freelancer, you know that having a portfolio can be a great way to accelerate the time it takes you to close freelance clients. Because when you can go to a potential freelance client with a succinct and clear and detailed presentation of prior work you have done, you're able to really articulate what you can do for them. And that can create an awesome first impression. And let's face it, reduce a lot of the back and forth over email and phone calls, et cetera, explaining what you can do for them. So if you have any other questions at all about the UX portfolio sprint, we are happy to answer them. Feel free to send me a message on LinkedIn or use the chat box on the website uxportfoliosprint.com and we will get back to you. Don't forget, doors close March 22nd and we kick off Monday, March 25th. Hope to see you there.
Hello, hello. Welcome to a little pop-up bonus episode of the Career Strategy Podcast. And today's bonus episode is really focused on UX portfolios and our upcoming UX portfolio sprint that we are kicking off on March 25th. So if you've heard about this maybe in my newsletter or stumbled upon it in our website, this episode is for you. I am going to share a little bit about the types of people that can benefit from the UX portfolio sprint, why we decided that now is the right time to do this, and what you can expect over the course of our 3 weeks together. In case you're wondering about what this sprint is and how do you sign up, then I want to tell you right off the bat, you can go to uxportfoliosprint.com. That will take you to the page on my website where it'll give you all the details and your various options. I want to be really clear. We have a limited number of VIP spots available, which gets you access to our community, to the live calls over the 3 weeks, as well as pop-up lightning portfolio critiques. So if you are thinking that you're interested in this, I wanted to tell you that URL right off the bat, uxportfoliosprint.com, so you can head over there. All right, so UX Portfolio Sprint, what is this? How did it come to be? So let's rewind a little bit back to 2017, because unlike a lot of people that teach about UX portfolios, I've been doing this since 2017, and this really came to be because my inbox back then was full of questions from people wanting to know, how do I make a portfolio? And I was very busy in my professional life and didn't have a lot of time to kind of pay attention to these. So every now and then I would reply to these emails until one day I thought to myself, I am so sick of replying to these emails and saying the same thing over and over. I'm going to create a course that I will teach once and then I will never have to talk about portfolios again. And joke's on me, because that has now turned into my entire kind of pivot of my own career into this world of helping people really design and apply UX principles to not only their portfolio, but really everything involved in advancing their careers, whether resume, job search, etc. But back to 2017. So I created this workshop. It was, I think, 45 minutes or an hour long, kind of a lunch and learn style workshop. And I really honestly thought, I'm never going to have to talk about this again. And then what happened? Over the 4 weeks that kind of came after that initial live workshop, people started emailing me who had attended the workshop, and they said, I'm getting interviews. I'm getting past the first interview. I have multiple job offers. And then some of them went on to get hired. But some of the feedback they had was, this hour-long workshop was incredible. Can you make this 4 weeks long? And that was kind of the genesis of me realizing, wait a second, this problem of creating a portfolio is a big deal that I should pay attention to, because at the time, no one else was. And now, like I said, it's turned into this world of career strategy lab that I created. So why are we bringing back our live UX portfolio, now called UX Portfolio Sprint? Why are we bringing it back now? So here's the thing. Number one, a lot of people are asking me for this. And last year was a little busy because I was writing a book, and I also ran a bunch of resume sprints. They ranged from 1 week to 2 weeks. And a lot of those people said, hey, can you do this but for a portfolio? Because they made such incredible progress in that 1 or 2 week resume sprint that they wanted to do it again but for their portfolio. And when I asked them, like, what was so, you know, helpful about that resume sprint, they said it was the fact that you gave us a deadline, that there were check-ins multiple times a week, and that I was not in a silo doing it all alone. And you know, maybe you're in that situation where finish my portfolio has been on your to-do list for the last couple of weeks, months, or honestly, for some of you, maybe years. And maybe it's kind of halfway finished, but it's not ready for interviews. Whether you're perfecting it, whether you're second guessing things, or whether, you know, you are maybe suffering from comparison and seeing other people's portfolios and getting nervous that yours isn't good enough. For whatever reason, or maybe others that I didn't mention, your portfolio is not where you want it to be. And so I wanted to bring back the UX portfolio sprint because I realized there is a big need right now. And like it or not, portfolios are oftentimes required as a part of the hiring process. I would argue that even if you don't even use a portfolio when applying to a job, the very act of creating one helps you navigate and identify the details and nuance of the projects that you've worked on in the past. And just doing that alone makes you a lot more prepared to answer questions and talk about projects in your interviews or on screening calls. Or if you're not looking for a job right now, this all applies to your performance reviews or, you know, meetings, one-on-ones with your boss that might lead to opportunities to reminding them of what you've worked on and the impact that you've had as a result of your skills and experience. That's why I really wanted to bring back this portfolio sprint, because in 2023, we saw the power of it when it came to resumes, and we wanted to create this opportunity, especially early in the year, to set you up so that you can do this once over 3 weeks. And then, number one, you can have a framework to follow for the rest of the year and beyond to add additional projects to your portfolio. A couple of quick FAQs that came in over the last week or so since we announced our UX portfolio sprint. First of all, who is it for? So like I said, it's not just about, oh my gosh, I need to apply to a job right now. Of course, job seekers can definitely benefit from this. But like I said, people who are happily employed, who want to be ready for unexpected opportunities or that performance review or whatever it is. Another type of person that this really applies to are people that want to maybe continue doing freelance work or explore the opportunity that might be there with freelance UX consulting, whether it's research, writing, design, etc. And having done freelance myself for many years, I can tell you that one of the most annoying things about freelance for me was the amount of calls and emails and time it would take to close or get freelance clients to sign a contract and say yes to working with me. And I quickly realized that a lot of their questions and hesitations stemmed from wanting to see and hear about examples and success with other clients or types of projects. Maybe it was a research project or building a prototype or something. They didn't just want to have me talk about that on the phone with them. They felt much more confident when I could talk to them and sometimes show examples of that research or prototype I made. Of course, some of it redacted. So the portfolio is not just a tool for people who are in full-time jobs or seeking full-time jobs. It's really a powerful tool for freelancers to reduce the time it takes to get clients to say yes. Because oftentimes, unless you're baking it into your fee, which I hope you are, it feels like a lot of those meetings and emails are wasted if a client says no. Anyway, job seekers, employed professionals, and freelancers, all great candidates for the portfolio sprint. Another question that came up is this just for beginners? And the answer is no. We have been using this portfolio framework, the case study writing framework, the design and layout of your portfolio with people at all career stages, whether you have 1 year of experience, 10, 15, 20 or more. And a lot of people say, well, wait a sec, how does the same approach work for everyone? And here's the thing. The process to create your portfolio is the same regardless of who you are. Whether you're a researcher, whether you're a designer, whether you're a product manager, whether you're an information architect, whether you have 20 years of experience, 10, 5, 1, 0, the steps to write a case study and the steps to lay out and design a portfolio presentation are the same. And I know this because we've had people from over 34 and counting countries and over 3,000, probably closer to 4,000 almost, but let's go with 3,000 people use this framework. So it's been tested. We know it works. And in the early days, we were tweaking it and we still tweak it from time to time. So that's a little bit about who it is for. Schedule. Let's talk about schedule for this sprint. Over our 3 weeks together, you will, in week one, write your content for your portfolio, mainly your case studies. We specifically separate the writing of the case studies from the design and layout, because here's the thing. If you try and do both of those things together, the writing and or the design will get compromised, right? Especially if you try and write while you're designing, you are probably going to not go into as much detail as you would if you were literally writing it out in a Google Doc versus a Figma file or a Keynote file or something like that. So we know, because we've tested this, when you write the case studies out, you're going to go into more detail and as a result, be better equipped for your interviews. Then after we write all that, we put that into the slides. Now, here's the thing. If you end up writing 1,000 words for a case study, that does not mean that we are going to put all 1,000 words into slides in Keynote, PowerPoint, Figma, whatever you use. That would be ridiculous. However, what we do is we make sure that when you design and lay out your presentation, you are making it very skimmable, very scannable for the busy recruiter or hiring manager, because yes, though they are busy and the initial skim scan might be only 60 seconds or less, they will spend longer with your portfolio if you catch their attention. And you can do that. One of the ways you can do that is by making it easy to skim, scan, read. So there are bits and pieces of it that catch their attention and kind of pull them in and make them want to learn more about you and your projects. So we write and design, or we write in week one, we design and lay out your presentation in week two, and then week three is when you are going to be polishing your portfolio presentation. And how do you do that? We're going to have pop-up lightning critique sessions, meaning like rapid fire. Let's spot check a couple of slides from a couple of different portfolios. And in doing so, you are going to see things that people did in their portfolio presentation and immediately realize, okay, I made this mistake. I should change that. I need to redo how I did this. And you are going to kind of iterate in week three so that you leave with a portfolio with at minimum one project. And then you have this template to follow to add additional projects in the weeks and months and hopefully years to come. My goal is that the portfolio you make in our 3 week sprint is very timeless and is something that you can use for years to come. Not just with your portfolio though. This is called a portfolio sprint. It could just be called making an effective presentation sprint, although that's kind of boring. But what you learn in this sprint is going to help you make any presentation in the future, whether that is a presentation to your boss, a presentation to stakeholders of an idea you have, or findings from a research project you did. Because the way to create a presentation that captures people's attention and drives them to action is the same for regardless of what type of presentation you are making, whether it's a portfolio or a sales pitch or a marketing pitch or pitch to your boss or something, It's all the same. All right. So we went through who it's for, the schedule, the fact that this is going to help you in the future make literally any presentation. And I think that's it. I want to just reiterate that enrollment closes on March 22nd. That is a Friday. We get started Monday, March 25. So if you're interested, you can go to uxportfoliosprint.com. That website also has a bunch of reviews, a ton of FAQs. And if you have a question that I didn't answer, just use the chat widget on that website, uxportfoliosprint.com, and that'll go right to my inbox, and either myself or someone from my team will get right back to you. All right. I hope to be able to meet you and see your portfolio and get to hang out for the next 3 weeks, starting March 25. If you are listening to this after March 25, on that website, we will have a wait list in the event that we run another one of these this year. Although I'm not going to make any promises because I have a very busy year coming up. So no promises, but there will be a wait list for you. So if you are tired of DIYing your portfolio and want to get it done, you are wanting to learn how to stand out with storytelling to create an effective presentation, in this case, a portfolio, but honestly, any presentation, and as a result, succeed after you are hired, then I invite you to join us, uxportfoliosprint.com, one last time. And that's all for today in our pop-up episode. So I will talk to you later. Have a great rest of your day. Thanks.
Thanks for listening to the Career Strategy Podcast. Make sure to follow me, Sarah Duty, on Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, or LinkedIn. If anything in today's episode resonated with you, I'd love to hear about it. Tag me on social media or send me a DM. And lastly, if you found this episode helpful, I'd really appreciate it if you could share it with a friend or give us a quick rating on Spotify or a review on Apple Podcasts. Catch you later. Hey friend, one last thing before I go. If you've been listening to this podcast and thinking to yourself that maybe Career Strategy Lab could help you get to that next level in your career, but you haven't reached out to us yet, or you're kind of on the fence about joining our 3-month program, then I'd love to invite you to have a one-on-one call with Becca on my team. Totally low-key, really an opportunity for you to ask the questions you need to ask to find out if joining Career Strategy Lab is the next logical step to help you reach whatever your career goals are. So if you want to chat one-on-one with Becca, then go to careerstrategylab.com/chat and book some time on her calendar. All right, talk to you later.